Welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm your host, Marie Rock, and today we're going to talk about impressive tips for going green when you go camping. Camping is an outdoor recreational activity which involves overnight stay away from home in a shelter such as a tent or a caravan. It's a wonderful experience if you're ready to understand what it feels like to live off the land. Of course, with our modern technologies and conveniences, we don't have to completely live off the land. We have tents, portable stovetops, grills, coolers, portable dishware, and more. Yet there is nothing that can compare to getting back to nature and sleeping under the stars. It's something everyone should try at least once. Even with all of the items mentioned earlier, you still need to be self-reliant. While camping does feel quite environmentally friendly already, there are ways to make it even more green. Camping with friends and family involves a lot of fun. Going green with camping is an environmentally friendly way to make your vacation eco-friendly. The idea of making a greener camping is to have minimal impact on the environment. Whether you're planning a week-long backpacking trip or a short trip to snow-covered mountains, here's some impressive tips to help you go green while you're camping. These are the trends in eco-friendly camping, camping equipment designs. Camping World is moving ahead with water-repellent down insulation for sleeping bags that come with USB drives. You can also find bear-resistant coolers and lightweight camping stoves. A wide variety of camping programs. Now, if you loved camping as a kid, you'll be happy to know many service providers are offering camping programs tailored to adults. They offer active adults the opportunity to experience camping and all that it entails. Increase in eco-friendly camping equipment. Now, consumers are becoming more interested in the sustainability of products. These include products that are BPA-free and use recycled materials. Leave your campsite the way you found it. Now, even if you used mostly biodegradable items, that doesn't mean you have to leave your trash behind. Now, it's important to leave your campsite the exact way you found it. What if the campers before you left all of their trash behind? Wouldn't that be annoying? Instead of getting down to the business of camping, you have to start your trip by cleaning up after someone else. Now, that would put a damper on anyone's trip. So be mindful of leaving anything behind. Bring extra cloth bags to store all of your items for the trip back home. Soft soles. Now, you should tread lightly. You want to minimize your disturbance to the land, so wear soft-soled shoes. You may never know what might be waiting to shoot up beneath you. Remember, the plants and wildlife were there before you. We have our concrete jungles. Give nature some space to live to. Also, don't level the ground underneath your camp. It is that way for a reason. Instead, place cloths under a sloping mat to keep it level. Green cleaning. Now, if you're camping for more than one night, you're going to have to do some washing. If you have reusable plates, cups, and silverware, that's a good start. When washing them, use only biodegradable soap. Also, don't cancel out your green camping trip with toxic dish detergent. And don't dump wastewater into a stream or river. Empty it onto dry ground or on vegetation. Your tent is next. It's important to look for sustainable camping gear. Look for camping tents made with 100% recycled materials. This should include the tent, the fly, and the floor. Then determine what types of coatings are used for waterproofing. You want a tent that uses solvent-free polyurethane coating, and it helps if it's made without toxic dyes. If you want to go glamping, you might want to consider a prefab A-frame wooden cabin. They're made with naturally untreated exterior-grade larch wood, while the floor is made from spruce. In addition, they have an integrated ventilation system and electrical outlets. Moreover, it can fit a king-size bed. You can also look for pre-owned tent at most sporting goods stores. Just look at the materials before you purchase. You might want to try a hanging tent. These are like sleeping in a tree. Sometimes the ground is too cold, soggy, and hard to be comfortable. For situations like these, the Tentstill Company has created a hanging tent. It's called the Stingray, and it can help you camp anywhere, and you can suspend it off the ground. It's also made to fit three campers comfortably, and you won't have to worry about creepy crawlies while you sleep. Plus, you'll have a much better view. You ever heard of solar tents? This is a new movement in sustainable camping. It also turns into glamping. A solar tent uses solar fabric that catches the sun's energy. It also comes with wireless charging pouches to let you charge your devices through magnetic induction. If that isn't enough, you can make the tent light up through a message sent from your smartphone. Sleeping bags. Again, look for sleeping bags made of recycled materials. If the weather permits, you might just stick to cloth. Mosquito repellent. There are lanterns that double as mosquito repellers. You can often use them to light up your surroundings for over 10 hours each time. Plus, they can protect you from nighttime predators. Portable shower system. Look for a rinsing system that uses a garden hose pressure without the need for batteries or a pump. These types of shower systems compress air in the chamber, which then helps force water out of the nozzle. It can be used to rinse dirty feet or wash dishes. Open wood fires can be dangerous for campers and surrounding environments. It's better to opt for a green stove that efficiently burns wood but has the same output as gas. Now, carrying a lamp wherever you go can get bulky. The good news is you can find collapsible and portable solar power lamps. You can hang the lamp on a tree branch to soak up the sun's energy during the daytime. At night, the lamp shines brightly so you won't have to be stuck in the dark. Look for containers for food storage that have no BPA. These chemicals can leak into your food and even in a microwave. You want something convenient to travel with you without any mess. Look for leak, break, and spill-proof containers. Plus, the design should be compact so you not take up too much space for easy transport of food. And refillable water bottles is last. Many times, people can be seen bringing a pack of water bottles along with them. Now, this creates overhead as most parks require campers to pick up their trash along with them. A better way is to bring a large water container or buy a couple gallons from which you can refill your water bottle during the trip. You probably never imagine that camping can be even more eco-friendly than it already is. The objective is to continue trying to do as much as you can to care for the environment. This program, Environmental Voices, will present subjects that impact the environment and touch upon subjects concerning these issues. I'm your host, Marie Rock. Join me for a look at environmental issues impacting our planet each and every week, right here on The Eagle.